Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia of Ultrasound Fixating and Endoscopy Report on Miss Gussie, Denmark. Date of birth 3/22/1964. Date of procedure is December 22nd, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Ultra-DO. Referring physician is Dr. Jason Rivera. Procedure performed is colonoscopy, is flexible sigmoidoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold snare polypectomy. Indication is history of colon polyps, comma, screening. Indication is just history of colon polyps. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, possibility of missing lesion, such as malignancy, were all explained to the patient. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the floral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care period. The rectal exam was normal. Period. A well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the splenic flexure. Where there was evidence of solid stool. Period. Careful examinations made of the splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. Period. A retroflexy was obtained in the rectum. Period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Period. Withdrawal time over 9 minutes. Actually, delete the withdrawal time portion. Findings. Number one, there were three diminutive sessile descending colon polyps that all appeared hypoplastic. Cold biopsy polypectomy was performed. Next line, on retroflexion, there was evidence of on retroflexion, there was evidence of an abnormal area of mucosa just above the dentate line. Period. NBI was used to identify the abnormal mucosa consistent with a polyp. This area was cold snared in total to remove the abnormal mucosa, period. Repeat NBI inspection did not reveal any abnormalities. Next line, grade 1 internal hemorrhoids were noted on retroflexion, as well as hypertrophied anal papillae. The hemorrhoids were non-bleeding, period. Plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years. Next line, follow-up and office as previously scheduled.